You're welcome.
All right, Chairman, you're up.
Okay. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice posted on in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board at the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Sue Altman supported defunding the police, and after Altman defended decriminalizing crack heroin.
What is that? Excuse me.
Thousands of overdose deaths.
That was already. Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount?
Present.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag? Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States
of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, there are.
Go slow if you would, I'm taking notes.
JRJ Fence, 11 Wickley Avenue, is being carried to October 24th, 2024 with no further notice. That's the only change that I have.
Got it. Okay, let's move forward with item number 6, 24-ZB-40V, Tolokan Paka.
Is Mr. Paka available? Mr. Paka?
Yes.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please. You can put your hand down.
Talochan Paka, 591 River Road, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
putting a new fence up. My old fence fell, and I put it up myself, so that's where we are. I know I put a little bit higher fence because I don't want on the highway, on River Road, people looking into my yard. And we are already at a very high elevation anyway. That's why I put that fence there.
Ms. Riley, could you chime in?
Of course, thank you. So there's a lot of existing nonconformities with the principal dwelling. The staff is acceptable with the oversized height of the fence that's installed now. We're just requesting that it gets moved to be in line with the principal structure, so that way it's less of an impact on the site triangle. And in addition, that all panels of the fence should have the finished side facing out. We noticed that there were some that were faced the other direction.
Okay. Mr. Parker, are you okay with these stipulations?
So, yes, I know that two of the panels, by mistake, I put the wrong face. I switched them back around. And the other one, can you please explain what should I do? The other second part?
So the second part regarding the fence is that it should be, the portion along River Road should be moved back. So that way it's parallel to the front face of your home along River Road.
Can you show me by any chance on the screen over here so how I can do it?
Me. So on my plan here, I don't know if you can.
We got an idea of it.
The highlighted is where the fence is, and the blue line is where I'm proposing or recommending.
That's like very, very far backward.
What would you say the distance is, Jonathan?
The distance would be. Little over 25 feet, 20, 26 feet.
That's too far back. I'm losing so much space. I mean, could there be another way we can do it? That's 25 feet. I thought it was a couple feet here or there, not a problem.
John, could we meet him halfway or just take something?
Yeah, we can.
make it a little more
certainly fun. Yeah, we can certainly see where the posts are existing, and we can try to make an adjustment to make it easier to work around the existing posts that are on site.
Okay. Jim, can we make that a condition?
But I need something more specific to do a resolution.
The applicant will come into the office, and him and I will agree on an acceptable layout for the fence that we can confirm in the field on site.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be fine with me. I can stop by there either tomorrow, John, or I will be off Monday, or I can come by Monday.
We're closed on Monday.
Monday's a holiday.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, we're off too.
And Mr. Paca, there's one other item regarding the garage. We just need a deed restriction placed on the garage to make sure that it's that it'll conform to the proper size and setbacks if you ever need to replace it.
Okay.
So we're allowing you to keep it as it is now, but if in the future you need to change it, it needs to be in compliance.
Okay. I mean, if I need to, let's say something break on the side after fix it, I can fix it, but I can't change the layout that way it is, right? Is that what you
That's
mean?
That's correct. Yes.
Yes.
That's correct.
No, that's
any other members of the board have any? I'm sorry? Yeah,
then I can come either. I will try to come tomorrow, Jonathan. If not, Tuesday, I will come in, and then we can just discuss it over there, and we can agree to something.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
If you have any questions or comments, please raise your hand and I can allow you to speak. No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. And I'd make a motion to approve this application with the applicant coming in and working it with Jonathan. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Minarondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Paca, your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate it.
Good luck, sir.
Have a good night.
Let's move on to item number 7, which is 24-ZB-54V, Jalen Sue.
Jalen Sue, present?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, how are you guys?
Good. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
You swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Address, please.
Jalen Sue, 22 Jersey Avenue, Piscataway 08854.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
So I'm trying to put up a new fence around my property line to increase my privacy because lately there's a lot of neighbors, kids just walk across my yard. Also, I'm trying to prevent some of the like. Don't get me wrong. I love deers. I love wildlife, but a lot of deers walk into my yard and make their public restroom here. So there's a lot of pickup at the in the morning. So I don't want, these are two purposes.
We can feel your pain, trust me. I'm on my lawn every night too.
Yeah.
Jonathan, you have any comments for this app?
Yeah, the only other thing I'd mention about this property, it's bordered on three sides by easement, so it's an exceptional need. We think as long as the applicant's able to have the fence properly set back from Jersey Avenue, there should be no issue with the fence if it gets marked out, so there's no utilities that are being disturbed.
Yep, everything is being marked out, and then we will also have one. I believe the contractor made a plan was a 10-foot door opening on the on one side of the fence facing Jersey Avenue. So if there's anyone needs to go into the yard and work on the manhole in our backyard, you're welcome to.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions, comments? Hearing none, I'm going to go to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions for this application?
iPhone 3 has their hand raised.
Could you Hello? Identify yourself?
You have to
My
unmute.
phone, you're muted, sir, whoever you are.
Star
iPhone 3.
six, it'll mute you if you're on the phone. There you go.
Hello?
That was me by accident. It's Jeff Tillery.
Oh. Hi, Jeff. You're here.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I will change it. For the record, Mr. Tillery has joined us.
Okay.
Does he have any comments or questions from the
no,
public?
No comment. No comment.
Okay. Hearing
no one
none,
else, Chairman.
Close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application.
Thank you so much.
Can I get a second?
I'll second that.
Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Mr. Wakeman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Right. Mr. Horaggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Good luck,
have a good
Mr.
night.
Sue. Okay, let's go to item number 8, 24-ZB-50V, DeAndre Hamilton. Mr. Hamilton?
DeAndre Hamilton present?
Yep.
Yes, hi, I'm here.
Hi, could you raise your right hand? Where the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
DeAndre Hamilton, 1215 Brookside Road, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
I am seeking a variance for my garage. It was here when I purchased the house, and I use it for storage.
Okay. Jonathan, you want to chime in for us?
We have no issue with that. We just want to make sure it doesn't get turned into an accessory dwelling unit. So we would want a deed restriction placed on the structure. And if in the future it needs to be replaced, it should be constructed in a conforming size and location.
Okay.
You okay with that, Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, we're going to close the public portion. I'll make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton, your application has been approved. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck, sir. Have a great evening.
You too.
Let's go to item number 9, 24-ZB-48V, Wafik Gurgis.
Hello, everybody.
Good evening.
Hi. So I'm gonna apologize in advance. I actually prepared a presentation. Does it matter? Should I show that or not?
Well, let me swear you in first.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
It's Wafik Gurgis, 242 Grandview Avenue.
Thank you. And just explain briefly why you're here.
Here seeking a variance request that essentially trying to get a pool installed, and instead of staying within the 10-foot rear setback to the property line, trying to get to 5 feet for the rear setback of the property line. And I've got some exhibits if that'll help.
I think we can cut and spare us all some time if we just
sure.
go to Ms. Rocky and see if he has any comments or questions.
We were going to try to meet halfway, so I was proposing 8 feet to the rear property line. That would just give a little bit more space for a privacy screen. So I don't know if you would want to, if you can speak to that at all, what sort of screening you'd be providing.
Yeah, Jonathan, the only issue with that is that there's also a, from the rear of the house to the beginning of the pool, trying to maintain about approximately 10 feet because there will be a staircase that comes down, and it would essentially go right into the pool if we were to do that. So essentially I'd have 8 feet from the property line and 8 feet from the rear of the house to the pool. It would create essentially a safety issue. So trying to create enough clearance for passability for the pool. And that's why I was requesting the 5, which would give me that extra 3 feet of passability from the stairs. And I've got a picture if that helps.
Yeah, why don't you show us that if you would, so we can get an idea where the pool's laying out.
Absolutely. All right, just please let me know what you can see on my screen.
Okay.
it in presentation mode so you can it'd be bigger here. So essentially, this is the Google Maps view of it. The pool would approximately, of course, this is exactly to scale, but you can see this is where the stairs would be. If I had a 5 foot variance here, that would give me approximately 10, a little bit over 10 feet. The stairs would be here. And then the pool would be, would give me about another 5 to 4 feet of passability. Let me just real quick, give you a view of what that looks like. There's the staircase. I'm actually going to have the staircase altered so that even though it's 5 feet extension, it wouldn't go straight down. It would go sideways, but I'd still need passability between the pool and the residence, the pool and the staircase.
Do you have any backyard neighbors?
I do. And right there is a picture showing the view. There's a fence and there's a tall pine trees that separate us.
I don't think I have a problem with what you're requesting if there are no neighbors on the line to talk to us for this application.
Yeah, and I'll just give you a view from the overhead as well. It's not clear, not close to the residence, nor close to the next adjacent residence.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Jonathan, could you live with what he's asking?
If there's no issue from the neighbors, I think that'd be
okay. I'm holding out for that as well. Exactly. All right. So any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. You can take that screen down, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application? Dr. Ms. Buckley? Yeah. You're muted. Laura.
Got it. I'm missing the button. I thought I hit it three times.
It did all the time.
I unmuted everyone. No one spoke.
Okay. Close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second it.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery? Did we lose him again?
Yeah, he's
Mr.
off.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yeah.
Mr. Minarondo?
Yes.
Mr. Rally? You're muted.
Yes, sorry.
It's that kind of day, trust me. And Chairman Cahill.
Yes.
Mr. Gurgis, your application has been approved. We'll memorialize it at our next meeting in a written document and send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Take care, sir. Let's move on to item number 11. Which is adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of September 26, 2024.
For some reason, I can't get my picture up there.
The first resolution.
Don't know what else. Camera is on, but.
Is Sushma Sharma, which you approved? Mr. Patel?
Are your cameras on?
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
No, Mr. Rondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is William Bender, which you voted to approve. Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Minarondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Next is VentureNet Properties, which you voted to approve. Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Minarondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Next is Solaire America Limited. Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Minarondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Next is Fox and Fox Development, which you voted to approve. Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Minarondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Finally is HBR Properties. This is a resolution of withdrawal. We will need someone to move it and second it, and then we'll need a roll call.
We need a motion.
Could somebody make a motion?
I wasn't there, Clem.
I need a motion to move it. Whoever's here tonight is eligible.
I'd make a motion. I'll take a second. Whoever wants a second or whatnot.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
That one withdrawn. Well,
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
That's all I have for this evening.
Thank you, Jim. Item number 12 is an adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of September 26, 2024. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Item number 13 is, before we adjourn, I would like to thank Mr. Tillery for stepping in for myself and the Moroccan adventurer. And from what I understand, he did a really good job. So
yes, he did.
Item number 13 is adjournment. All in favor?
Aye.
Before everybody runs away, there's an aurora borealis visible tonight. If you go out just before
the north, morning, right?
It, you can see it. Look in the northern sky.
Oh, it was okay.
Reddish maroon.
Little fun fact. Fun fact from Weissman. I like it.
All right. Have a good night, everyone.
Have a good Let's evening, go everyone. See you in 2 weeks.
Thanks, guys.
Let's go, Mets. Let's go, Mets.
Thank you.
Let's go, Mets.
Bye.
Bye.